Thank you for calling RD Electric. How can I help you?
Hey, is this a better time to talk now?
Yeah. Let me get my pad open so I can get some information from you.
Sounds good.
Okay. Now, what was your name?
My name is Tyler, T-Y-L-E-R.
Tyler, what's your last name?
Williams.
Okay.
And I'm calling with Cardiff. It's spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank Frank.
Right.
And my direct dial is 858.
Hold on a second. 858.
252.
252.
1496.
1496.
Rick and I spoke here for, it was pretty briefly here, I believe it was on Monday or Tuesday, he was a little busy, but yeah, he spoke of it was a truck trailer, and then I think a service truck was the other one that you guys were looking into doing. He wanted me to fax over the information. I just wanted to see if he received it, kind of had some time to look over the details. I just kind of wanted to try and get a better picture for what you guys were looking to do and kind of the time frame you were looking to make it happen.
Yeah, we haven't been by the office, but does it include photographs of the vehicles and everything?
It depends on what equipment it is. As long as you guys usually have a quote there when you submit the application, if you have a quote there with all the details as far as what the piece of equipment is, it should be good enough. I know on specific equipment, sometimes they do need a picture. It depends on kind of what it was you were going to be getting.
You're not selling the vehicles.
What is your
role? I guess I'm not understanding.
Yeah, we do equipment financing and working capital.
Okay.
So,
okay.
You guys were pre-approved with us here for right around $250K. So, it sounded like Rick wanted to make a few purchases there. Do you know if he mentioned anything to you about the trailer or the service truck, or was it just the truck you guys were discussing?
We're looking at a service truck, with the service bed on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also looking to pick up a bucket truck.
A bucket truck? Okay.
Yeah. And what size, I'm not really sure, and all that. But we have a little place here in town that usually has that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And he asked me to swing by and look and take some pictures the other day, and I just didn't have time to do it.
I got you.
What I'll do is I'll get him your information. He's probably going to be out of pocket until Monday.
Okay.
But I'm writing it down, taking messages, all kinds. So let me. You said he was pre-approved for 250.
Pre-approved for right around 250. And then it's for equipment as well as working capital. Working capital is just like an unsecured cash loan. You guys can kind of use it forever you see fit for the business. But when were you guys looking to bring these trucks on? Did you guys have like a project coming up you were going to need this for, or business has just kind of picked up lately?
Yeah, we've got some. If he got the account this morning,
mm-hmm.
which I know he went to one of the we're getting parking lot lighting for like hospitals, banks,
okay,
places like that. And what we've been having to do is rent his bucket truck. We're not sure what's wrong with it. It kind of went down and it won't start. So he's trying to get somebody to come over there and look at it. And, you know, everybody's so damn busy now. It's like, well, we can be there in 2 weeks, you know.
Yeah, and I got you.
I think so. It's less than 2 weeks is, you know, really, we need one as of today, because I'll be renting a cherry picker from Home Depot
mm-hmm.
to do this project that I've got today and tomorrow. So,
well, if this is something you guys are looking to bring on here within the next 2 weeks, I mean, the good news here is as long as the approval process goes, I have the email down rdelectric@gmail.com. Is that correct?
No, it's not.
What's
it's rdelectric847.
rdelectric847@gmail.com. @gmail.com. Okay, that's why I kept getting it shot back to me. So what I'll do is I'll resend that email out. As far as the approval process goes, all we need is a one-page application that'll be attached in it. It's your most recent tax return. Did the business file 2015?
Right.
Okay, and then it's just 6 months of your most recent bank statements. And then if you guys do have a quote or an invoice there on the equipment, once that's sent over, I submit it to underwriters, and we can usually get you an answer in about 24 hours for what programs are going to be available to you. Once you are approved, the offer is good for 90 days. And once you guys are ready to pull the trigger and proceed, you give us a call. The business is funded within 24 hours, and you guys can immediately bring those trucks on. So we're able to move a lot quicker than what you're probably used to with your typical nationwide bank, but it allows you to take advantage of the opportunity right then and there and start making an immediate profit.
You got it, buddy. Well, we really appreciate it, and we will be in contact with you here in the next couple of days.
Perfect. And what did you say your name was again? Sorry.
My name is Lucky Wamsley.
Lucky. Perfect. Perfect. I'll put that down in the notes. But yeah, if you guys are looking to bring this on, I'm going to shoot the information for what we would need. Did you guys get quotes or invoices on the bucket and service truck yet, or were you guys still looking to go over there to look at them?
No, we were going to go over there. He sent me to go look, and I never went. That's our local place.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes we can find better equipment at lower prices, like online. If you check like Dallas, San Antonio, bigger cities, you know, stuff like that.
Just got to be right place at the right time, basically.
Yeah, and he and I are both not extremely computer savvy. I'm doing all the computer work for the company because I'm just a little more computer savvy than he is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll probably be doing a little thumbing around in the computer here. Probably on my lunch today or what have you, trying to get something together.
Quick question for you, actually.
Sure.
In the past, for the equipment, have you guys just paid cash, or did you, like, finance through a local bank? How did you guys purchase them in the past?
RD's pretty big on paying cash for things. He doesn't really like to owe.
Okay.
So, like, even if he took a loan from you and it was a five-year loan, they'll pay you off in a year.
I gotcha.
As soon as the machine starts turning profit, whether it's a truck or, or a bucket truck or a trailer, he pays this stuff off so he don't owe nothing, which is kind of keeps his business in good, you know, good standings.
Of course, and it's one less thing you really got to worry about.
Yes. Yeah, you got that right. Well, I'm on a helipad right here at a heart hospital where I have to do some electrical work. Let me take care of this, and we will be back to you.
Sounds good, Lucky. I'll try and touch base here early next week, give you guys a little time to look it over, and we can start talking some numbers.
You got it. Thank you very much.
Sounds good. Enjoy your weekend.
You too.
Bye.